Troops out now. Iraq for Iraqis. Troops out now. Iraq for Iraqis. Troops out now. Iraq for Iraqis.
An insight into why the Bush administration has not yet instituted a military draft was given by Rutgers University teacher James Livingston, a member of Historians Against the War.
If you look at the history of the Vietnam debacle, and if you look at what's happening during this truly insane adventure in Iraq, you'll see that the military is at the heart of the rebellion against the doctrine, against the policies. It wasn't us nice middle-class student college professor types who ended the war. It was the military in Vietnam who ended the war. That's why a volunteer army was the result of that disaster.
Professor Livingston further states that while the U.S. military has always served the state, its leadership now is at odds with the Bush administration's strategy.
Generals Lute, Casey, and Abizade had been absolutely consistent in undermining every argument that Rumsfeld and Bush have made to the Congress and to the people. They said, no, we don't have the numbers. No, these are not foreign fighters. No, the insurgency is not weakening. The best way to legitimize the possibility of democracy in Iraq, they say, is to end the occupation. Whatever electoral results we might see are tainted by the occupation.
The increase in the military effort has resulted in drastic cuts in domestic spending. Vicky White from the Central Jersey People Organization for Progress believes that the Katrina disaster aftermath has a lot to do with military spending.
Hundreds of billions of dollars have been spent in Iraq while Gulf Coast families are left jobless and homeless. Come Tuesday, February 7th, these families will be left out in the cold. Economically, the war hurts all of us. We need to continue to be in the streets, in the neighborhoods, yes, talking to people, getting the word out. Ooh. We don't see any of those tax cuts, which Bush has asked to be made permanent. The rich are getting rich off our back.
Counter-recruitment actions on university campus has resulted in repressive measures, and as recently revealed, under pretext of national security, systematic spying on peace groups has occurred. Michael DeMola from the New York Campus Anti-War Network shared his protest experience at City College.
And on March 2005, second anniversary of the war, 20 students protested at a career fair. Three students were harassed by the campus security, and one administrative faculty was arrested as well. All charged with assault, all are false claims. The spying on the students and the repression at campus is a symbol of dissent that they don't want to hear, because it speaks to the truth. It speaks to their agenda, and it speaks to something so immoral that you can no longer turn a blind eye to it.
The three students won in court and have since been reinstated. After the rally, the crowd marched on the recruitment center a block away for a short but animated vigil.
If you love the land of the free, bring them home, bring them home. Bring them home, bring them home. We don't want to fight for oil, bring them home, bring them home. Underneath some foreign soil, bring them home, bring them home. We need levees, we need schools, bring them home, bring them home. Those Bush and Cheney fools, bring them home.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynn in New Brunswick, New Jersey.